Glory to Jesus Christ. What a beautiful gospel that we hear today for the Feast of the Three Holy Hierarchs. It is a very fitting to hear this gospel, especially when we know the lives of these three holy saints. St. John, our patron saint, St. Basil, and St. Gregory. Each of them, during their lifetime, had to struggle defending the faith from all kinds of heresies. They stood their ground, and they became the light of the world. The holy apostles, too, did not only enlighten only one nation, but the whole world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Christ teaches the apostles, and through the gospel, he teaches us to struggle and to be strict in living in a virtuous life, because we will be in the view of all. We cannot think that we will be hidden. When we live our life virtuously, we will immediately stand out in a crowd of people. Our faith will even make some people, our friends, very uncomfortable. Now, I'm not saying that we should shove our faith down everybody's throat. That is not the way. When we do that, we become more of a stumbling block rather than help. Christ tells us, neither do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives life unto all that are in the house. Christ tells us clearly, in the very fatherly voice, that it is Him who have kindled the light in us, but it is up to us to labor zealously so that we do not extinguish this grace. In this way, the brightness of our life will shine upon others. Our priority is to live out our life fully for Christ. And when we are strict with ourselves, when we dig deeper in our spiritual life, we will realize that nothing in the world is worth of our precious time. And because of that, we will try to find as much time to spend time with God through prayer, fasting, reading scriptures, and keeping vigils at night. When we labor with joy, our nature changes for better. Our reactions, whether by word or deed, towards our friends who are in a world, become better, more God-pleasing, more joyful, because we know that our life can give brightness to those who are in a darkness. Christ did not tell us that we must display our virtues. No, He said, let it shine so that even our enemies can be filled with wonder and glorify, not us, but our Heavenly Father. The three holy hierarchs are beacons of light for us and for those who are in the darkness. And let us take their example for our everyday life. Let us practice our virtue for the glory of God and not for our own glory. Glory to Jesus Christ.